Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At a recent charity golf scramble for a county 4-H program, Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer was asked to say a few words. He spoke almost exclusively about the state's farm license plate program, which provides economic help to 4-H. There's a push underway to revitalize that program.
What we're doing is when you renew your farm license plate or when you buy a new farm vehicle and get a farm license plate tag, you have the option of making a $10 voluntary donation. That $10 goes directly to the Department of Agriculture. We split that three ways between the 4-H, the FFA, and the Kentucky Proud program.
In recent years, there has been some confusion at a couple of levels about the program, and its popularity has slipped.
And what's happened is it looks like about 75% of the people in Kentucky that have farm license plates did not make that donation this year.
Part of the problem, he feels, has been a little weakness in explaining to potential donors how the contribution is distributed and used.
We're working almost daily with the 4-H Foundation, with Keith Rogers and the FFA Foundation, with Billy Ray Smith, to make sure that that money is going exactly where it says it is.
So a third goes to 4-H, a third to FFA, and the final third to Kentucky Proud to help ag entrepreneurs, giving them a boost in developing agribusinesses. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer says the department is going to work closely with the state's county clerk's offices to fully explain the workings of the farm license plate program.
I would like the farm license plate program to be the signature charity for the county court clerks, like the organ donation program is for the circuit clerks.
He feels as they better explain to the clerk's offices how it works, that they'll successfully move that message forward, and he thinks the ag sector will respond.
I think that the overwhelming majority of farmers in Kentucky will do that once they have confidence that the money's going where it's supposed to go, and that's my job, and I think we're doing that.
Kentucky's Commissioner of Agriculture, James Comer, on the farm license plate program, worth consideration. Asked about his golf game that day, the commissioner felt it best that what happens on the course stays on the course. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.